Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I am on the Koyung booth at Apex 2024, and I'm joined by Mukesh from Aimtron. Mukesh, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Fascinating business. Talk to me a bit about the journey and how you got here, and about the footprint you currently have in the EMS industry, both in the US and India.
Thank you so much. First thing, I would like to say thank you, EMS Now team, especially you, Eric, and Jennifer. And I really also thank you to the audience. Regarding Aimtron journey, Aimtron born in 2009 in a worst recession. And a lot of people told me, like, you are stupid, you know, why you want to waste money right now? And then we got the first machine in a Fuji CP6 line, and almost $100,000 from Nagalas, and started the company. First year revenue was only $72,000. And after 12 years, we, you know, in 2021, we crossed $72 million. Wow. Footprint-wise, Aimtron has multiple facilities as a global EMS company. We started our journey with a contract manufacturer we call EMS. If you go back to my original education in a high school time, and our college was kind of a construction management, civil engineering. So I used to do a contract with the government and civil construction contract when I came to Chicago in 1995. So it was kind of tough for me to work in a construction industry. Yeah. So I moved on to electronics, and I went to DeVry University and studied in electronics. Going back to in an EMS contract manufacturer, we started, and we took it to the next level from EMS to ESDM, so system design and manufacturing. Uh-huh. So in 2009, we started with 15,000 square feet facility, and then moved in 2013 to about 55,000 square feet facility, and then we added another 50,000 square feet. In a parallel also, we added 2014, we added another 50,000 square foot facility in India. So almost 200,000 square foot facilities we have. We have 14 SMT lines right now. And we have a 15th just on order last month with Fuji platform. So infrastructure-wise, we are very capable to do anything and everything in EMS, including design and manufacturing both.
Okay. Yeah, fascinating business. I wanted to break that down a little bit and talk a little bit about the trend we're seeing in India, because I think that's fascinating, and the fact that you have facilities in both allows you to benefit from that. As people decouple a little bit from China at the moment, we're seeing Vietnam, India, and Mexico as maybe the three main beneficiaries. How do you see that growth process in India? Because to be frank, India is one of those regions that look like it's going to break into the EMS industry for decades, and it finally seems to have an opportunity now.
Yes.
What's changed in the country that makes that more possible, and is the infrastructure and supply chain coming in to support that?
So you might have heard this buzzword called China Plus One, is that correct? Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of benefit going to India, because there's a good talent pool, a lot of skilled labor. And also, we're going to talk another day about Aimtron Foundation. We do a lot of skill development program also. So to answer your questions, India is ready. Maybe need a few more years to get all the infrastructure, fab plants coming out, a lot of supply chain, infrastructure is getting built, Bangalore, Mumbai, Delhi, even Ahmedabad. So, in Chennai, India is getting now next level. So that's what I would like to share on that. Because if you look at the way India infrastructure is building nowadays is they are targeting $300 billion by 2026 in electronics. So it's going to be very fast, very huge growth we can see. About especially supply chain, we still depends on out of country right now, about 30-40%, 50%, so. But looks like PC board is getting better and better in India now. They are adding more and more PC board plants. Maybe Aimtron can do in future. semiconductor also we are putting more plant, and we can also think about later on this. So semiconductor, PC boards, you know, some of the chips, ICs, you know, I think so they will go eventually long way. But I think next generation, next 15, 20 years, I think India is the way to
India
go.
India will be really significant. Correct. And there certainly seems to be the political will and the focus and the incentives for manufacturing to be there. And that's hugely valuable. You mentioned talent. Talent's very challenging in the industry. You've developed a very specific solution for that with your own foundation. Tell me a bit about that.
So what we are doing in our foundation has a lot of social activities. I'm not going too much in detail, but educational side, we do a university roadshow. We go one university to another university, and then we have a skill development director, foundation director, Sahana, she is in Bangalore, and she goes all universities, and we go together and encourage students, encourage faculties to come our facilities. So we have every Saturday, most of the universities, they take the turn, and every Saturday they bring their facilities, their faculties, so that we coach them, we train them, and then they bring their students also. So that's why we do a lot of, awareness in industry, electronics, solder training, IPC training, other EMS-related training program also. We develop our own in our foundation activity, and we prepare our own workforce. Yeah. And we for all, it's not only for Aimtron, it's for everybody. Anybody and everybody can join.
Yeah, and firstly, it's taking responsibility for your own talent.
Correct.
But secondly, to get people interested in manufacturing, you have to get them through the door, because their perception of what electronic manufacturing might look like, what a factory might look like, is very different to the reality.
Yep. And I think that's a good point you brought out. When I was a student, I didn't have that much a guidance or support because of that time, and I was a kind of a farmer background. So what my wish is, go to student, bring the student to see the robots, see how the PC board assembly works, see how the total system integration works. So that's where they come out and look at our place, and we encourage them, and we also offer them internship. We also them offer them a local colleges 6 month courses or 1 year courses or whatever they want to do. We are very flexible on that skill development.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? And when we look at the US, we've seen some softening in demand perhaps in the last 6 months, partly due to the economy and partly due to the fact that we're in an election year again. What are you seeing in terms of the market trends here at the moment?
So if you look at it, that's another good point. I love to talk a little bit more about 70 to 80% shop is under $25 to $30 to $50 million.
Yeah.
We call mom and pop shop. I was one of them, but last 3-4 years we grew so fast, every year 25 to 30%. So we crossed that first band.
Yeah.
And we are just on 2024 we are crossing the second band of 100 million.
Yeah.
So yes, there is so many mom and pop shop, but I think in India we need to make sure they properly maintain the quality level.
Yeah.
Which is mindset, is that correct?
Yeah.
So that is something we need to as an industry, as a we need to focus, and we need to encourage companies and make sure, otherwise quality can be concern for because in US always there is a guaranteed kind of thing, is that correct? So US quality has a value, so same thing we need to build in India also.
Yeah, we absolutely need to have that as a given, because people expect that. Last question with respect to megatrends. One of the things we've seen is this bullwhip effect from the pandemic, and this supply inventory bubble work its way through. Have you managed to reduce your inventory, and has that inventory gone down? You've got a faster time to market.
Yes. Actually, we, if you talk at Aimtron, our inventory also 20 to 30% going down.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a past COVID time. We had a supply chain bubble. In a supply chain bubble, it's some of the long lead items, some of the man-made supply chain bubbles. You can see all this psychological and everything. So right now, is coming down. Most of the parts, except some of the custom parts and specialty parts, is a normal regular lead time now. And it's kind of under control, let's put that way. And except couple items, still 20-week lead time to 22-week lead time, but those are the specialty parts anyway. Yeah. So it's not that much I'm seeing the bubble. But the normal trend is now, I think now supply chain is also getting ready for this new requirement. So yeah. Now they, all infrastructure is getting ready. Just like, India is now coming to government, giving a lot of subsidy for the fab manufacturing. So supply chain is getting ready, is that correct? So they see next 3 to 5 years, a lot of things coming out. So they get getting ready for the supply chain. So supply chain is also developing, evolving in the time also. So both are in a parallel.
It's important. And, we've talked about Aimtron, we've talked about your work in terms of education. Last thing I wanted to touch on is you have an OEM business in the world of pinball. How did that come about?
Oh my God! So it's another story. Pinball. We also thought about having our own product, and so while we're doing a contract manufacturing, so one of the customer came to us to build a pinball machine as a contract manufacturing, and we took that order and we like it. Our team, especially Aimtron's new generation, my children also like the pinball, and so that's what they said. Okay, let's also continue this business. So we continue after we designed the first game, Houdini, and then we keep continue running on second game and third game and fourth game. So we have about 6 games now. Wow. And I think it gives also a kind of a my wish to stay kids away from the gadgets. A lot of people, even 3 years and 2 years and 5 years, they have iPhones, and then, I think it's better they go in the basement and play, or they, even adult also, they, just keep playing, game and everything. So it's go physical game, go in a barcade, arcade or somewhere, and then they can play. So that is something, we thought, and I think it's kind of a community activity also. So it's gives bring the people together. It's kind of more social also, because nowadays people getting far and far and far. Even fun family has a dinner, and then all four they have their iPhone. So it's better. So better to have have a cup of beer and they get together and play pinball. So that's what mine. Behind that idea was behind that.
That's really good. And you and I are from the generation that grew up with pinball as the first choice. So I really appreciate that. Mukesh, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me. And let's do this again soon. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.